two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the words, the Delta Center are back up on the side of the home of the Utah Jazz today. Crews installing those letters all day throughout the day today. It hasn't been there since 2006. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayer.
Second, prosecutors in Davis County have filed capital murder charges against Jeremy Bailey. He's accused of killing his wife and her parents at his home in Layton last week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A new crash eastbound Bangor at 200 West, delays on Legacy. Going northbound from I-215 up to I-15. And it's a drag on I-15 in Utah County, going southbound from Lehigh to Linden. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered thunderstorms today, and they'll be back tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 72 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Still no deal to raise a debt ceiling, with the Treasury's X date for default less than a week away. And that has people like Susan Prawl of Meacham, Virginia, who's on Social Security, worried.
If that gets taken away, it is going to be catastrophic.
Negotiators are expected to work through the holiday weekend. President Biden's tapped Air Force General C.Q. Brown to be the next Joint Chiefs of Staff. Chair, if confirmed, he would succeed Army General Mark Milley, whose term ends in October. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Pentagon says Ukrainian pilots will soon start training on U.S.-made F-16 fighters.
This is additive, and hopefully it will put the Ukrainians in a good place to be able to change the dynamics on the battlefield. And so we'll see.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Baltimore schools held a day of remembrance to honor 19 students killed in the past year by violence, 12 more than the year before. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Now the KSL in-depth. The Logan River has been declared a disaster area by Mayor Holly Daines. Record snowfall has created this runoff, which has caused landslides, mudslides, rock slides. It's damaged public and private land. So let's find out more about this and what it means. Joining me on the KSL Newsline, Craig Humphreys is the emergency manager for Logan. Thanks for coming on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Well, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Craig, how extensive has the damage been around the river?
So we've had a couple of small areas. The disaster declaration today is really preemptive. We do have some areas that are sensitive that we're watching very close, and some bridges. The disaster declaration does a couple of things for us, however, and many cities throughout the state of Utah has had to go this route this year, but it opens up, it's provides a means for help from our county and state friends, and paves that way for reconstruction of things afterward.
So with this declaration of a disaster area along the Logan River, what are visitors allowed to do and not allowed to do because of it?
Right. Thank you. One of the other things that the disaster declaration opened up for us was the ability to do an executive order. Mayor Dange has established an executive order to prohibit recreation along the banks and on the river. We've had a few instances of kayakers that are trying to experience the high water. And while Logan City encourages recreation and we love the recreational activities that we have in our city, we also want them to be done safely and people to live through their experience. And also it puts at risk our first responders that may be called in to perform rescues and things like that. So the emergency declaration includes the closure of recreation on the banks and on the river through the city of Logan for 30 days. After those 30 days, we'll reevaluate the risk and see if it needs to be extended or if it can be lifted at that time, and we can continue to recreate on the Logan River at that time.
Is this mostly for the publicity of letting people know it's dangerous, or are police, for instance, going to be out enforcing this along the banks of the river?
Both. We are really trying to get the word out and have people stay off that high river. However, if they do get on that river, there is the ability for them to receive a citation for doing those actions.
Well, you're the emergency manager for Logan, so I imagine, Craig, that you're dialed in on this. How much snow melt is left up there, and at what point is the Logan River going to ease a bit?
That's the crystal ball question. I know Tony Grove still has 71 inches of snow, which is almost 6 feet of snow. So we still have a ways to go with a lot of snow melt that needs to come down the Logan River. And so we're going to monitor it closely. We're doing pretty good right now, dealing with a lot of high water, record-breaking high water even. And we'll monitor it and pray that we're all safe through the end.
I understand that this executive order banning people from the banks is set to last 30 days. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so at the end of that, I presume you reevaluate where you stand with the snow melt.
Yeah, we'll do another risk benefit analysis at that time and see how the water's doing. And, you know, it's not something we really like to do to prohibit that recreation. We like to encourage that recreation, but it's just not safe at this time.
Is the timing to get this going before the holiday weekend and all the recreators?
Yeah, that's part of it, coming into the long weekend, and we definitely don't want any tragedies with the holiday weekend and the recreation that people enjoy.
Craig, it's a serious situation, so I just want to ask, is there anything else that you need to add?
I don't think at this time, just if people could please follow that executive order, and there'll be lots of time to recreate on the river once we get past the high water. And if they could just follow that at this time, we'd appreciate that.
There you go. The Logan River is off limits. Thanks to Craig Humphreys, the emergency manager for Logan.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.